The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. And proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Would you stand and just ask the person that's next to you if they're ready to worship, because we're ready to worship.
To the amazing one, to the unchanging one, to the end race, lift up your hands.
Once, so it's not new. The doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly.
Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
You may be wondering what doxology means, and Bill, I think you have some insight on that.
Yeah, I just kind of looked real quick. A man named Thomas Ken wrote it. He became an orphan, which is obviously a very tough path to have laid before you. He became involved in the church at a young age and helped guide his feet out of a lot of trouble, a lot of potential problems. He stayed in the church and became a leader in the church, kept working and getting more morally sound and stronger spiritually, and decided at one point to write hymns for teens to help them out, help keep their feet on the path. So he did it for teens and kids. And at the end of most of the hymns, quite a few of the hymns, he put this because he felt this was a rock, an anchor, a place to completely directly point their feet to. So this would be just hammered into the kids' minds so they would memorize this and learn this and could sing it in times of trouble. So that's the basis behind doxology.
And you know, I can really testify to that growing up in a little community church in Milledgeville, that we sang this every Sunday, and it's part of my eternal memory bank. I will always remember the doxology. Let's do it one more time as we continue to worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. When they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress, he led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things.
This hymn has a lot of special meaning for me. I stood next to Brother Dick many, many times at the earlier stages of Living Well. We did this song quite a bit, and I can still hear him singing out strong. He really, really believed this and lived this hymn. So I stood next to him. His voice still rings in my ears when I hear the chords going. I just think of him immediately. You know how you associate? I associate the song with him. Now, the song sings about the holiness of God. God can have no sin near him, and we know that. Every sin is a divine treason. You cannot have it touch him, cannot have it near him. So what you're doing when you sin is you're putting yourself in God's place. You're saying, I am God. Now, Dick, stand here holding the Bible that he used. I'm sure he used many others in his walk. But you can see the care to attention and detail as I look through the scriptures here. Things he underlined, wrote in. From what Ella said, she hasn't taken anything out of this. So all these different little notes, and a lot of it has to do with Living Well. He really loved the church. But this is where Dick also, he learned about holiness, and he learned about God and his glory. And now he has crossed over, and he's standing in the presence of it, his holiness and his glory. And we know that to be true. I would love to have a very lengthy discussion with you if you are in any kind of doubt. But we know this to be true, that Brother Dick is right now praising God with us in real time, because God exists outside of time. I don't want to try to blow anybody's minds. So when he's there right now, he's singing past, present, and future. He's outside of time. But this, he lived this, he believed this, he walked this, and then he died in this truth. And what this book says, and this book has been wholly inspired by the Holy Spirit. So let's sing with Brother Dick this song again, Holy, 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 and just feel God's presence. Amen. And appreciate what has been done for us and will be done for us upon our eventual death.
Let's sing.
Around the glassy sea.
just hide thee. Though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee. Darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see. This morning, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Everyone would just have a seat for a second. And we've been standing here for a while. Thank you guys for showing up today. To everybody that's online watching us too, I want to acknowledge everybody there. We have a lot of ways that we give back to the Lord. Corporately, once a week we get to come here and praise and worship Him, and that's certainly a blessing for a lot of people. But what we're about to do next is a way that we can continue the mission. That's most important, and that's through our tithes and offerings, the opportunity to give those. And I know that that sounds maybe it sounds foreign to some people to be able to give something away, but we've all heard that giving is better than receiving. But this is a way that, and again, the older I get, the more I have to acknowledge people, because I think that's the way that you really get to people and an understanding. These dollars that were given away, I just want to acknowledge, people got to get up on Monday morning and got to go deal with bosses, and that's hard sometimes to give away that. But our mission continues, even though we may have one of the most mundane, what we might feel, non-effective jobs. But this is a way to continue your spirit of giving,
right,
and your mission, even in the place that God has placed you throughout the week. So no matter how mundane that job is, when you can go in with that spirit of knowing that whatever I put into this, we're good stewards. And the church board, all the way, and the pastor didn't put me up to this, but I mean, he works for a living. Our dollars go farther than a lot of other places where you're supporting a larger infrastructure. So, know that spirit of stewardship goes, your hard-earned dollars go to a place that goes much further than what we're able to do with in a traditional sense. So know that. The other thing I would tell you is this, is the spirit of giving is a precious thing, but I would challenge you, if you haven't had that opportunity to receive that blessing of giving, try it for the next 3 or 6 months and see where that goes in your life. For the longest time I was, my wife would attest to this, our own personal finances, and I'm not making promises about things, you just don't understand sometimes. Maybe it's the attention to detail because you're looking at that money. It could be a combination of things, but that money goes further, and I don't understand why that is. But if my grandparents are watching today, these are people that are in their late 80s that would attest to this miracle as well. Math is a very clear cut. 2 + 2 is always going to be 4, but God always finds a way, because it's the promise that we have that when we're faithful to Him, that there's no other choice. He has to be faithful to us, right. And that's a contract that we have. So keep that in mind. God can do this mission without your dollars, but you're the one that's going to be blessed as right. a result of it. I mean, someone else will be blessed more, and he'll find a way. But he wants you to receive that blessing. So no, what we do isn't just a ritual. Yeah, we have bills to pay and things to do. But this is a way for you in your station in life to continue that mission that actually has an eternal outcome. There's very few things I really think that we do in a week's time. But here's a chance where what we put into the offering plate does have an eternal value. And so I tell you, God's worked with me in thinking through that process in a lot of ways. Don't cheat yourself out of that blessing. It really, truly is. It may not make sense what it's coming out of my mouth right now, but if you take that challenge on, if you haven't been challenged to do that and do that, you will understand at some point exactly what I'm talking about. So if you would, join me in your hearts and spirits. We're going to pray for our offering, and then thank you. I appreciate it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity today to be able to come to you as a corporate group. To be able to not have to fear being a Christian in a country that we can be a Christian. We have brothers and sisters, and I've said this before, God, thank you. This is a privilege to be able to corporately come together and say, I am a Christian. There is a line in the sand, and this is where I stand today. And my dollars, my cents, the things that I earned, the opportunity that you've given us physically to go earn and to give back to you is about a spirit of openness, keeping my heart open for change, having skin in the game, dear God, and moving your mission forward as disciples. Thank you for this opportunity to give. I know that I pray for my brothers and sisters that we'll get to understand what this is. And thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace that you give us each and every day. And bless our dollars as they go out into the mission field. Multiply them and help us to earn the love that you give us constantly. In your name, all this we ask in your name. Amen. If you're going to give today, there's a couple other ways too. I want to mention online is always a thing that we can do as well. I don't know that it gets mentioned every week, but if you're not prepared to give today through a check or whatever, throughout the week. Also, that's another opportunity. I know sometimes we forget the checkbook at home, and there's been times where Jath or somebody's running the check late in the day or late in the afternoon. So consider that as well. The people that are viewing online as well, that's an opportunity for you to provide to the church as well. So thank you.
Check, check. Yeah, so I had a flat tire the other day, and as I was getting it changed, it really hit me. We are so much like tires. And so I wrote a song about it called Change.
You gotta have hope. I'm telling you things, they will get better. 'Cause people can change, they do get better. Oh, you know they can change. Like the spring rain turning the grass back to green. Mean people don't always have to stay mean. Like caterpillars turning into butterflies. You and I, we can metamorphosize. 'Cause we can change. Everyone can change. And maybe not everyone. Some people have a harder time with change than others. Am I talking about my sister? Am I talking about my brother? No, I'm talking about you. I think you know who you are. Let's talk about the things you haven't changed so far. Like the way you interrupt me when I play my guitar. Or how you leave your styrofoam coffee cups all over my car. Or what about your shoes? You know, they're still all over the place. I nearly tripped the other day, I nearly broke my face. And what about the baby talking in front of my friends? What is that? When is that gonna end? Yeah, I'll tell you when, it's not gonna end. You're never gonna change, there is no hope. I don't even know why I said that. Caterpillars and butterflies and metamorphosize?
What does that even mean? Change isn't possible. There is no home. Give up on hope. If you give up on hope, then you'll be happy. Whatever.